This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The whole town of Meeker in Rio Blanco County is under a pre-evacuation order due to the Lee Fire, which has burned more than 23,000 acres. Residents should be set to evacuate at any moment. Colorado's congressional delegation all agree they want the Trump administration to release previously awarded funds for water projects in the state. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The delegation letter, led by Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper and Republican Representative Jeff Hurd, calls for the release of $140 million for 15 water projects across Colorado, including the Shoshone Project in Glenwood Canyon. The so-called Bucket 2 projects aim at mitigating the decades-long drought impacting the Colorado River. The delegation writes, each of Colorado's Bucket 2 projects deliver water supply security in ways that make sense for our state. In the final days of the Biden administration, Colorado was awarded funding for 17 projects. Only two have received their money so far. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Governor Polis is calling Colorado lawmakers back to work later this month for a special session to try and close a billion-dollar hole in the state budget. That's how much state economists believe President Trump's tax cuts and spending bill will cost the state in the short term. To cover it, Polis wants to cut spending, dip into the state's reserves, and eliminate some tax breaks and credits for businesses. He's also asking lawmakers to try and reduce the amount that health insurance costs are expected to jump on the state marketplace. In addition to state finances, Polis is also asking lawmakers to revise or delay an AI law that businesses say is unworkable. This is CPR News.